Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. It is so cool how, and I know you've been talking about this, and at the same time, you know, God, his ways are beyond our ways. Mm-hmm. But when you're looking at all the things that are happening, crazy things, but really the fulfillment of prophecies taking place rapidly.
Oh, yeah.
And then you see some really bad decisions being made by the courts and bad decisions being made by leaders and all this. And you think, oh my goodness. But at the same time, you know, and I know that we've been praying, and I'm just thankful for those that pray within the vine, and they've been faithful to pray for years now. And I know it's been like praying against a brass heaven. It just seems like, you know, you're praying, mm-hmm. are our prayers being heard? God, are you tired of this prayer? I think I'm tired of this prayer. And you just pray. But I know that you know, one of the prayers, of course, was what Lou Engle birthed at the call in D.C., Lord, end abortion, send revival, when the young guys were there, and with tape over their mouth because, mm-hmm. you know,
said life.
Mm-hmm. And they were speaking for the ones that couldn't speak. And then, of course, with Mike Bickle and Lou coming together, that merged into IHOP, and then IHOP began to carry that mm-hmm. prayer. And then, you know, we benefited off of growing in wisdom from Mike Bickle's prayers. And the House of Prayers, we birthed VFN Prayer and Fasting Community. And we got the prayer part. We're working on the fasting part. We're trying to get to where John is in fasting.
Oh, yeah.
He's fading away.
That's right.
See, that's faith. That's faith. Speaking those things.
Yeah, there you go. Speak things that are not as they are.
Right. Sounds good to me.
No, Pat is. You know, Pat is.
Jeez.
He's beating it off, though. He don't think he's fasting at all. Hand me that weight. What are you lifting now? Like 7,000 pounds? Anyway. And so, where was I?
Life.
Oh, and so Lou Engle, and so with International House of Prayer Kansas City, you know, sometimes you just need to see what God has in your heart and what we're able to watch and experience. Because I remember asking, I think the most difficult thing you can do is to get Christians to pray. Mm. You know, longer than give me my car, give me my house, right. Give me his job.
Right.
Things,
yeah, right.
You know, non-selfish prayers. And protect me from myself. but praying for 6 hours, I believe their shifts were in the House of Prayer, and they did it with music, and it really helps. But by seeing that and sowing into that, you know, God was able to begin to birth it in us. And I don't know how many years now, but quite a few years now.
We've been probably 4 or 5 now.
Somebody says, you know, do you want to take on more days? Like, we're still trying to master one day. But we're believing it's going to be 7 days a week, but it's been on Mondays. But one of the prayers has been, you know, dear God, end abortion, send revival. And I like that clarity, that just boom, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And as we studied in Josiah, and if you haven't yet watched Josiah or listened to Josiah, I believe you have to listen to Josiah and VFN TV on our app. You mm-hmm. know, you can find it in your app store, VFN TV. Mm-hmm. Or go to VFNTV.com and download it, or you can go to VFNTV.com and watch it, is, you know, Josiah. You know, we are Josiah in America. We are the ones who issue the edicts. It's different than many other countries because, you know, other countries have a king or some sort of patriarch or somebody that's kind of running it and they're kind of running the show. Oh, well, maybe. mm-hmm. Well, we're venturing in that area, I think. Mm-hmm. But, in America, it's a government by the people and for the people. And some people say, well, you know, I don't pay attention to that. Well, realize this, that God does. And it's sort of like, you know, a king that doesn't know they're king doesn't mean they're not king. It just means they're ignorant.
That's right.
I really believe, I think it was when the great American Revolution, when King George was struggling with what he was going to do, his mother said something to him such as, you know, go be king. Because he was struggling with the whole issue, I believe, and she just said, go be king.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's time for America, especially Christian America, to be Josiah. And what Josiah did, Josiah was a young man that took over leadership at a young age, and that's what the Word of God says. It says that a rebellious people have young people and women rule over it. mm-hmm. what it says. And not that women can't rule or anything like that, but young people don't have the experience of going on. And so he's king. He's King Josiah. He's in the lineage of God's choice to be leader of Israel. And when he sends some people down to the building, mm-hmm. to the temple, you know, to clean it out, he just checked, you know. And so the people who normally run the money in the ministry, mm-hmm. he said, you know, I'll just give the guys I'm going to send up there, let's just step out of norm for a little bit. Let's give the money, all the money and all the decisions to these people who are going to restore the temple,
mm-hmm.
you know. And of course they go and they begin to, of course he's king.
Mm-hmm.
And so if he says it, they're going to have to do it.
Right.
And by the way, it's the same way in America. The people rise up and begin to say what's right. You know, Washington will reflect what's right.
Mm-hmm.
And they went there and they're digging around. And of course, I'm sure the high priest, they start sweating going, they're going to find the instruction manual. You know, the whole time they're thinking, the same way that somebody is hiding a kilo of cocaine that has the police searching and they're getting closer. Mm. They're going to find it. They're going to find it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they had to be thinking that they're going to get closer and closer to the word of God, the Bible, the word that said exactly how priests are supposed to operate, how mm-hmm. things are supposed to handle, what the temple is supposed to be look like, and all that junk going on in there shouldn't be going on in there. And so while these guys are like, I'm just going there in my own imagination, you know, sweeping out the temple and getting out some Ajax and some Clorox and
Mr. Clean
and getting the graffiti, the, you know, Jezebelic graffiti off the side and washing mm-hmm. down the murals and busting up the little Asherah statues and, you know, cleaning stuff up, whatever it is, and running the prostitution out of it. All of a sudden, these guys run back, and mysteriously they find the word of God.
Yeah,
and they go, "Oh well, looky at what that. We found!
Oh my
goodness!
Can you believe that?"
And it's, I wonder what would have happened if they wouldn't have done that.
Mm.
I wonder what would have happened if they actually would have done that. But anyway, they did do it, and of course, they're probably thinking, well, they're going to have us read it, so we'll skip over a few mm-hmm. chapters and verses on marriage. You know, we don't want that out. You know, right. We're going to bring over things on ministry and accountability. Wow, we'll go over that. But all of a sudden, you know, King Josiah has his secretary read it. How could the secretary be reading this? I mean, they're not priests. They're not ordained. Listen, we already took all the money from you. We're working on the temple. We'll just let my secretary read this thing.
Mm.
And they begin to read, and they find out Josiah is shocked. He's just shocked that this is how things ought to be.
Mm-hmm.
And some serious stuff happened at that moment. We're talking about We Are Josiah. I know, John, when you were talking to me during the break, you're hearing things such as, you know, be George Washington. Mm-hmm. And, you know, George Washington's a pretty cool dude and obviously called to be the first president and to lead this nation to where it's at. But for us to keep what God gave through George Washington, we're going to have to be Josiah.
Mm.
And pretty much at that time, the church was Josiah. They stood up for what's right. They understood that it's a government by the people and for the people. And we're talking about Israel here, and we're talking about a king named Josiah who was young. He sent somebody to the temple because it was a mess and he wanted to have it cleaned up. He just had that little, you know, I want to do something good for the church. I mean, didn't know nothing really. Believed all the stuff that people was preaching to him over and so he goes there, but God's actually leading him obviously to do this. When he gets there, he tells them to hand them all the money out of the normal way of doing things so that the people he sent there can use the money to fix this place up. It was falling apart and all the stuff's going on. And mysteriously, the people who were supposed to be preaching and teaching the word found the word and it was hidden prior to that. And he had a secretary begin to read it. And as soon as he heard what God said, this is what I believe is going to begin to happen. The church, people who profess to be believers, are going to hear the anointed teaching of the word. And they're going to respond like Josiah.
Right.
Mm. You know, what happened to the Josiah responses to the gospel? And they spoke the word rebelled, and they realized we are so out of God's will here. This is so not what God would have for us. This is so, we're in rebellion against God.
Right.
And he first dealt with himself. He took his clothes and he ripped it, and he just realized, I've sinned. And he confessed his own sin. He asked God to forgive him, and he began to, you know, get in this word and operate in it. But then after he dealt with himself, then he went to the people, and that he was over, and he began to speak to them the truth and the word and had them taught the very same things. And then he said, and all these things that are around here that are not of God are going to come down. And he was king. He was able to do that because he was king. And then all of a sudden God goes, man, listen, there has never been a king greater that has ever existed than you. And he even says, even afterwards.
Right.
This is how God sees repentance. He was a mess. I mean, he didn't even know. I mean, you imagine driving around without a map. I mean, he was walking as leader of God's people without a map, without the word of God, with people hiding and lying to him, obviously.
Right.
You know, living in a whole other country, going like, you're king of this country, but he wasn't even in the mindset of where he was. And God goes, whoa. You know, this is great, you know, and because all the kings before him were just, you know, all of them, but there was a procession of a lot of kings who did evil in the eyes of the Lord, mm-hmm. that provoked the Lord. And God just slammed on brakes because God was fixing to bring judgment down on his people. God, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever, by the way. And his repentance, a leader's repentance, Josiah's repentance, somebody who has the authority to issue an edict, a repentance and choice to exercise that, stopped the plans of God that was going to happen to Israel, the apple of God's eyes. But this is what he said. This is what he told Josiah. He said, listen, it's not going to happen in your lifetime. It's just not going to happen. But because of all this innocent bloodshed that's been spilled all over Israel, it's going to happen, but it'll come happen after you. And you think about it. In all the wars there ever were in the world that from the time existed, there never was more than 1 million people killed in a battle until World War I, who just happened recently. And then you had 55 million that were killed in like 20 years later or whatever in World War II. And we have 55 million babies bloodshed in our country alone through abortion that we know of. Approximately 55 since 1973.
Wow.
When an edict was issued saying that you can kill your baby in the womb. They call it abortion. And this bloodshed, and that's what really concerns me. That's my concern is, you know, here you have this awesome king who did what was right when he found out what was right. When you know better, you do better. And God rewards that. But God says, I'm not going to forgive the innocent blood. I'm not going to forgive the bloodshed, the innocent bloodshed. So there was a season, a Josiah season, that allowed, and for us, what we would say, it would allow a season for us to win more people to God, to live in hopes that God would even delay it more and more. Maybe he'll delay it till the last trumpet sounds. You know, you don't know. But he is one who looks for ways to exercise mercy. And so here we are now in America with a situation. Somebody said everybody's blaming everything on Washington. And it's like, they're not the king. They are representation of the people who are, if you would, the kings of America, because it's a government by the people, by the Josiahs, and for the Josiahs. And they just represent you. In your school boards, your governors, your Senate, your Congress, you know, your judiciary branches, your presidents, all these guys, they just represent us. But you know what? It's 82% of regular church attenders, according to George Bonner, are just like these priests who don't even read the word of God. They don't read, and they just listen like Josiah was prior to that, or whatever people tell them. But when he actually went in the Word and began to read the Word, or had the Word read by his secretary, he found out, my goodness, we are so off. You know, we deserve to be smacked and dealt with. And it's like, listen, God was holding every king accountable for his decision to or not to do what's right. And when Josiah, despite all the evil kings prior to him, did what was right, God responded to that.
Right.
And if we in America are Josiahs, at least for a while now, you know, if we are for a while now until we just, God just takes it away from us because we wouldn't do what was right, then we can issue edicts. We can say, listen, you know, back off on taking God out of things. Don't touch the Ten Commandments. If you replace the Ten Commandments, we're going to replace you. You know, if you keep on escalating this thing, I don't care what you say about it. We're the kings.
Right.
We're the kings. You know, and this is, I'm talking about every person in America. It's a government by the people and for the people. And before God, we go, listen, and we begin to personally, we got to deal with ourselves first. And that's what Josiah did. He realized you got to get in the Word. You got to hear the truth, you know, spoken to you to where you go, get yourself right with God.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to begin to teach others his ways. Begin to teach others ways. And listen, in America, if enough people begin to do this, the whole nation just turns. And the disaster that was meant for Israel was delayed. It wasn't mm-hmm. going to happen.
Right.
And it's like everybody seems so disempowered. But you know why? You know why? Well, obviously because of sin, but it's a pain being the king.
Mm.
You know?
That's right.
I was thinking about, I mentioned it already, I don't know if it was on break, about, you know, King of Great Britain, when during the American Revolution,
King George,
that his mother just told him to go, you know, go be king, go be king, because he was struggling with a few things,
mm-hmm.
and it's like, okay, America, go be Josiah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And the thing about it is, you first go, oh, I'm gonna have to find out how this country runs. I mean, every king does.
Hello,
that's right.
You see. If it was a monarchy and we were ruled by one king, then you could say, yeah, I don't even know how the country runs.
Mm-hmm.
But since you are king, you are Josiah, you have to know how your country runs. You have to educate yourself. And you have this thing called the U.S. Constitution that you really need to read. And you need to read what God says about you as a Christian and how we're supposed to respond before God. But if we'll do that, we could say, wait a minute, I have First Amendment. I have a bill of civil rights, a bill of civil rights for me, the First Amendment, Second Amendment, Third Amendment. I have the Constitution that says we put these guys in office we just allow a loan to them, a leadership position. It's like, I need to start being like Josiah.
That's right.
And if you go to VFNTV.com or go to your the VFNTV app, you can actually see, it says, We Are Josiah is the title of this particular prophetic teaching, how American Christians can make a difference. But if we don't wake up like Josiah, because it was going to happen, God was going to come down. And understand, of all the things that we've done wrong, the biggest thing we've done wrong is begin to kill innocent people.
Okay.
Begin to, the innocent bloodshed. And sometimes, because you can live in a generation that has killed so many people that you don't realize how that compares. But the Holocaust, they're under Hitler's rule, over 6 million Jews were horrific. 6 million. It was horrific what happened. We killed 55 million.
Yeah, right.
55 million children who didn't even get a chance to live a life in a way to demonstrate how they were going to live their life out. And, you know, and listen, if that was you, and God can forgive you. But listen, we got to call it what it is right now, because we got so much blood in the dirt that's crying out like Abel's blood that I don't know how God, I just don't know. And when I see, what I see is happening in America is exciting.
Yeah.
But you also wonder, are you Josiah's season or his son's season? You know?
Yeah, right.
And because we're beginning to see things in the atmosphere you thought would never happen, but obviously God is answering prayer. But we're seeing huge turns, like in Texas, where they are saying after 20 weeks,
right,
don't kill a child. Don't kill the child in the womb. Don't abort it.
Hmm.
Right.
And if you are going to participate in this abortions, you have to be a related doctor to a hospital, mm-hmm. which means the hospital now has to put a billboard outside that says, "We kill babies," which you're probably not going to have many of those things happen.
That's right.
And it won't be one for long. Mm. And then they're saying that that bill is a template for other states to be able to begin to look at. But you look at Governor Scott, the governor of Texas, Rick Perry, he pressed through and people tried to stop him.
That's right.
You have to understand, that's like that's a Josiah moment. Mm-hmm. That was a Josiah moment where he stood up and he could have just said, "Oh, you know, we tried to vote and stopped it and just let it go and not have that on his name." But he stood up and that was a Josiah moment. And all those men and women, those legislators who were being bombarded by the four or five people who want to continue doing this, that were, some of them were even, as we heard on VFN Radio, worshiping Satan out loud.
That's right. Yeah.
They were saying "Hail Satan" and stuff on it. And which I think is good, bringing clarity, because that's actually what's going on.
Reality, yeah.
And for them. And that was a Josiah moment. But there's another Josiah moment in the state of Florida when Governor Rick Scott comes to Escambia County around Pensacola area in the northwest Florida area to sign a bill called Born Alive. That protects the life of the child that in a botched abortion, in other words, they're trying to kill the baby, but they can't kill the baby, and the baby's born alive.
Mm-hmm.
That they are obligated by law to be able to provide, like they would for any other citizen of America and any other patient, health protection. This is I really believe that was part of the key legislation that helped out Texas, because Texas is saying now the ones that are needing to be close enough to a hospital so you can get that child to it. So I believe, and I have that pen in my office, some of the pens. I have one of those pens and a copy of the bill, because Pat and I was there when the governor signed it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And this is what the one of the writers of the bill said, and senators and a senator and a congressman was there, and just governmental crew. They said that if this bill would have been on the desk of any other governor that we've ever had in America and in Florida,
wow,
that they would not have signed it. But this governor did.
Mm. Wow.
I remember the word was that I was saying this, that this is going to be, the states are going to have to contend with this law.
That's right.
And look at that. Bam. Wow. Texas comes over and,
wow,
I don't know, Pennsylvania maybe?
Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And this Ohio. Is huge, because if you get a majority, then all of a sudden,
Arkansas
states become Josiah states. I mean, like Texas is a Josiah state, you know. And what's so exciting is to see Florida begin to be a Josiah state.
That's right.
And stand up for what's right. And we're going to begin to see this dominoes begin to fall. And if a majority of states stand up for what's right in this arena, and we continue to pray and understand this can't happen outside of God, that, and what's going to happen too with these new laws is it's helping people see abortion for the murder it is. If you don't call it murder, some people just won't see it as murder. But when you call it murder and you're serving a life sentence like Gosnell, you know, then people start real. And then, it's just amazing. And this is hopeful, because this means if we stop this, and this is what Josiah did, he began to tore down the altars to Moloch, you know, and Asherah, the sacrificing of babies in the altar of Moloch. He tore that down. This is what's happening. The altars for Moloch are beginning to come down.
That's right.
And it's real, you know, there's a lot of things going on. I said, you know, the mysteries of God, trying to figure out the heart of God. Only, you know, God knows what he's doing. But all I can say is that he is responding to prayer. You know, he's responding to us crying out to him and say, "Dear God, forgive us for abortion. End abortion. Send revival." Listen, we are Josiah in America. We're the ones that issue the edicts. We can do exactly like King Josiah did, because this is a government by the people and for the people. The question is, what are you going to do with the authority that God entrusted to you? What did King George's mama say? Go be king.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends, Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.